Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, welcome back, people, to this radio broadcast. I think it's probably the seventh one we've done, November the 24th, the year of our Lord, 2018. I've just been corrected by my host here in the studio. It's the eighth broadcast. They call this Blood River Radio. Maybe we should change it to Hell-Raising Radio because we're going to raise hell in the show. Well, we're going to stir things up in this country, folks. But you know, so, people, we have a guest on. Most of y'all have probably never heard of him before. I've been following him since I was a young buck. His name is David Ernest Duke, better known to me as Dr. Duke. He's been in this fight for many, many, many years, since he was a young whippersnapper down at the University of Louisiana, Louisiana State University. With that, people, you know, I was just BSing you. Everybody and his mama in the Western Hemisphere and all around the world know Dr. David Duke. With that, Dr. David Duke, how are you doing, my brother? And welcome, the most hearty, warm welcome I could possibly give anybody. Welcome to your first appearance on Blood River Radio, my brother.
Well, it's great to be here with you. And I feel great. And I had a great Thanksgiving. But believe it or not, for the last 6 days, I've been fasting. No food, just water, maybe a little coffee with no cream or sugar, of course, and I feel great with it. It's really an amazing thing for people to do when they get older, and I do it occasionally, and it renews the body. It actually stimulates stem cells, and I've worked out a couple times this week. I work out about two times a week, and I worked out totally fasted, and I felt great, and I was just about at the top of my personal records and all the weightlifting, and I work out for power positions. So it's kind of an interesting issue. It's kind of an interesting thing. And so I celebrated Thanksgiving by thanking God and thanking everybody in my life that's helped enrich it and make it stronger and better. I'm very thankful for all the friends that I've had, like you and others all over the country, which have supported my work and read my books, and I'm very, very thankful this Thanksgiving. But I just wanted to share with you that I'm doing this program 6 days, no food, and as you can see, I'm still alive and I'm doing well.
Well, I'll tell you what, that speaks a lot for your constitution. I've fasted in the past. I didn't do a whole lot of heavy lifting when I was fasting. Matter of fact, Dr. Duke, you may find this interesting. 3 weeks ago tomorrow, I will have come back from my fourth New York Marathon. I run these marathons for St. Jude Children's
really
Research
great.
Hospital.
You've always told me about that. It's really great.
I've started doing some upper body work, you know, since I used to do nothing but lifting weights when I was a kid. But I fell in love with this running. I got totally addicted to it. It got me out of all kinds of health problems. And so you get, it's like weightlifting. You get out what you put into it. It's really wonderful. I love doing that. But we have a Dr. Duke, you're talking about your books. My favorite book of all that you've written was The Secret Behind Communism. I cannot tell people, I cannot beg you, and I'm not even going to recommend it. I'm just pleading with you to read The Secret Behind Communism. If you don't ever read anything else in the world, that will wake you up more than anything I know of. It would make a great Christmas present. And by the way, Dr. Duke, you know, another thing I'm kind of jealous of, you were friends. I cannot believe you were friends with Alexander Solzhenitsyn, one of the greatest heroes of our people in the history. But before I go any further, Dr. Duke, how can people get your books? My Awakening, that was the first book I read that you wrote was My Awakening, Jewish Supremacism and the Secret Behind Communism. How can they get those books, Dr. Duke?
It's real easy. You can go to my website, davidduke.com, and it's easy to order, and we've got a lot of specials. We just added a little kind of a special day, but it's the same rates. It's instead of calling our Friday sales Black Tuesday, we called it White Tuesday. excuse me, White Friday. I'm joking about a Tuesday. Anyway, so yeah, so we have special rates right now. We're offering people, in fact, if they want to get all three of my major books that I've written, they can get My Awakening, which is my education, my awakening on the racial question. And by the way, that's all about understanding the racial question and real truth. Understanding that it's not about white supremacy. It's not about suppressing anybody. It's not about trying to hold down other people. It's really about the fact that every people has a right to preserve their own heritage, their own traditions, their own culture, and their own genes, to have their children look like them and represent them and have a nation in the values of their forefathers. And that's what this book is about. It's 1,000 footnotes. It's like a brick, as it was said by Topher Grace, the guy that played me on Spike Lee's Jewish production. It was a very Jewish production, the Black KKK Klansman. It's a brick. It is. It's 1,000 footnotes, and it's got a lot of data. But as you know, it's a very good read. It's a quick read. It feels 700 pages, but it goes along. It's written in a very, I think, decent style. It's in a narrative form. It's a story of my awakening, and I think it's been the source of millions of people's awakening all over the world. It's in 20 languages, and it's even available. If you can't afford to buy it, you can get it free, folks. It's my gift to you, my Christmas gift to you, and my gift to the world. You can read it, and we have it on tape or on PDF. And we have it on, no question about it, we've got it on a very fine JPEG. And, well, not JPEG, actually, it's MP3. And so you can listen to the whole book. It's like a college education on the issues such as the race question and the Jewish question. And I think, as you know, I think the Jewish question is one of the keys to the whole subject. You asked me earlier today, I guess we'll talk about the books first, but you asked me earlier today to talk what we talk about tonight, what we could talk about. And I've got some big news out of Europe that kind of illustrates everything I say, especially to white Christians, about the nature of the Jewish question. The World Jewish Congress and its subsidiary, which is the European Jewish Congress, which is the leadership of Jews, is now actually working toward legislation in Europe that will mandate that any edition of the New Testament, any edition of the Christian Bible, will be forced to have a, quote, warning message highlighting the anti-Semitic passages, warning the people that this has got hate in it and anti-Semitic passages. That's the New Testament, folks. And we can talk about that a little bit later, but I also talk about the fact that certain Jewish leaders have already proposed absolutely censoring the New Testament, and there's 197 passages which they consider to be anti-Jewish, and they want that taken out. And here you have here's the headline out of the Daily Mail, this major British paper. Jewish leaders call for new editions of the Bible and Quran to carry trigger warnings highlighting anti-Semitic messages.
Dr. Duke, we're going to have to go to a break. I certainly hate to interrupt you right now, but we have to go to a break. I hear the music, and we will be right back with the one and only Dr. David Duke in just a few minutes. Please hang on and come right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, that commercial kind of, a voiceover kind of reminds me of me. I never had a lesson doing this, what I'm doing right now, but we're struggling through, and we got a fabulous guest, and we got a fabulous co-host. Dr. Duke, we're going to bring a man on to help me in a minute. His name is Jacob Tyler. He knows you all too well. He's a lot younger than me. In fact, my two right-hand men are younger than me. They're my tech people. They help get me through, you know, in life. I'm 71 years old. Sometimes people have to tell me where I am, et cetera, et cetera. So Jacob's going to be riding shotgun with us now, Dr. Duke. With that in announcement, before we go back to Dr. Duke, Jacob, do you have any comments for Dr. Duke?
Well, thanks, Eddie. Glad to be on again, as usual, and good to hear your voice and be on with you as well, Dr. Duke. We I believe last time we saw each other was over in Wetumpka at the league's most recent conference. So in addition to that being a great event, we got to spend some time with you and grab a bite to eat at Shoney's afterwards. And we hung out with James Edwards and did a live broadcast of the political cesspool, and it's good times all around. So it's just great to be on the show with you, Eddie, and great to be on air with you as well, Dr. Duke.
It's my pleasure.
Likewise, Jacob. Well, Dr. Duke, that's quite all right. We're doing pretty good for just a young folks in this show right here. Anyway, Dr. Duke, let's go back to what you were talking about. What you were talking about, our audience, I know they're probably going to think you've been smoking something, but it's really true that they're actually starting to come out and just destroy the New Testament. But I'm going to shut up now, Dr. Duke, and go back to you and finish and take up where you left off earlier.
Well, you can look this up. I mean, there's a big article about it in the Daily Mail, one of the biggest, most respected papers in Great Britain. And the headline reads this way: Jewish leaders call for new editions of the Bible to carry trigger warnings highlighting highlighting anti-Semitic passages. Now, here you have, this is, and by the way, this is done. Let me just read the other bullet point. The catalog of policy to combat anti-Semitism outlines numerous suggestions. It was produced after a conference organized by the European Jewish Congress. Now, this is one of the biggest organizations in the world that's organized for the Jewish people with the support of literally thousands of Jewish organizations all over the world. And it's under the umbrella of the Jewish World Congress. So this is related to all the Jewish organizations in the world that fight for what they consider to be their interests. And one of their interests, apparently, is changing the New Testament. And it's literally having a warning label put on a New Testament, on a Christian Bible, just like we have to put warning labels on cigarettes. Warning. We got a warning that this is hate propaganda and anti-Semitism. Can you believe this? It's unbelievable, really, when you think about it. Now, these aren't just some ragtag, radical, obscure Jew somewhere. This is part of the World Jewish Congress and the European Jewish Conference. So there you go. It's really amazing.
Yes, it is, Dr. Duke. You know, before I go back to Jacob, I'm just going to chime in here. You know, I became a hardcore Christian about 9 years ago. Matter of fact, it was February the 8th of 2009. And I was at the time, a fundamentalist Southern Baptist church, but I saw the church go down, just disintegrate before my very eyes. And so I finally had to leave, but I really said that the church really left me. And it's for the very stuff that you're talking about, Dr. Duke. It was creeping in incrementally then, just, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. And they became like they were worshiping Jews. They were worshiping the country of Israel. That's the truth. And with that, I'm going to shut up. Jacob, do you have any questions? Do you have anything to ask or add that to ask Dr. Duke?
Yeah, you know, I'm curious. So, Dr. Duke, you've been doing this for a long time, and it's always so surreal. You know, it's like living an episode of The Twilight Zone or something where everything's inverted and, you know, very Orwellian and whatnot. And I'm just curious if in your many years of activism, if you've ever seen anything quite like the sort of stuff we're talking about right now.
No, I haven't. You know, I've been active, as you know, I just had my 50th anniversary of activism, and I've got three books, and I mentioned The Secret Behind Communism, which I recommend. It really exposes the Red Holocaust. And actually, there was a word for the mass communist murder long before there was a word for the Jewish, quote, Holocaust. They expropriated that word. It was used to talk about the communist Holocaust, and the communist Holocaust was the biggest mass murder of all time. So sometimes when we think things are really bad nowadays, you think what our fellow Christians went through in Bolshevik Russia. Think about what Christians went through throughout Europe when the communist troops are coming in, the Bolshevik driven troops, the Jewish troops, because they weren't all Jews, but the people who put communism in power in Russia and spread it around the world were overwhelmingly Jews, and their own Jewish encyclopedia, their own books, their own leaders boast about the Jewish role. The New York Times boasts of this. The New York Times has a full-page article in just a few months ago. We're talking about April 30, and the headline shows let me give you the picture first. The picture in this article is a huge picture of Karl Marx, the guy, the father of communism, this ideology that ultimately killed 100 million people. And the headline is, "Happy Birthday, Karl Marx. You were right." Now, this is supposed to be the leading paper of America. People wonder why some people are voting for Bernie Sanders and all these other communists and why we have these former communists, these so-called neocons like Crystal and all, who are trying to destroy Trump and to open our borders, as well as the leftist Jews. And there's no question that communism was a Jewish movement, and communism killed more people than any people on earth. So you read this book, and you also get a lot of the quotations of my friend, my former friend. He's dead now. He's still my friend, but he's passed away. And that's Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He said a great quote. He said to me, and I recorded it, and I put it down. He said, quote, I'll just give it to you basically by heart, so it couldn't be exactly the same word by word. I'm not going to remember everything he said. But he said, you must remember that communism was not a Russian movement. The Russian Revolution was not a Russian Revolution. It was a revolution by people who were not Christian, and they were not Russians. And the reason why you don't hear anything about the media every day of your lives about the Russian Revolution, but you do hear about other things, is because of the fact that the perpetrators of this mass murder, the greatest mass murder the world's ever seen, the perpetrators are the same entity, the same tribe that controls the media. That's fundamentally what he said in his quote. So, yeah, Solzhenitsyn was a great man, and I was very happy to meet him and know him and see some research of him. But let's go, if you like, for a minute. Let's go to the what the subject we were talking about in the beginning on this this very important thing. I mean, how are these Christian Zionists saying we're supposed to support the Jewish entity, the Jewish establishment, when the truth is that's totally against every sort of Christian doctrine and Christian words that you can think of. I could give a couple of quotes on hand, and right out of the Gospels, folks. And then, but your preachers in most cases don't talk about these quotes. They don't quote these quotes. They don't tell you to read these quotes because these quotes completely contradict the idea that's being taught in so many churches that the Jews are in a covenant with God, that God has a covenant with the Jews. The truth is, the covenant with God was broken by them. And in fact, I can put it very easily for you to start off talking about the covenant. The covenant was actually very clear. You can read about it in Deuteronomy, all right? So that's the first perfect place to go. And it says that the covenant is only a conditional covenant. It says that if you obey my commandments, I will keep the covenant with you to the nth generation, to the thousandth generation.
Dr. Duke, I hear the music.
We've
got to go to
a
commercial,
rule,
Dr. Duke.
I will require you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dr. Duke. We've got to go to a commercial.
Sure, go ahead. I
know that exact quote you're talking about. People, we're going to go right back to Dr. Duke as soon as we get back from this commercial. Thank you very much, now.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999. Or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the Har genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian Brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, people, we're right back. We're getting near the end of this radio show. We've got about 25 more minutes left thereabouts. I'm really sad. I hate to see it end, but we still have plenty of time left where Dr. Duke can come back and talk about who he's talking about. And with that, I'm going to shut my mouth, Dr. Duke. Please forgive me, Dr. Duke. We had to go to that commercial a minute ago and get right back where you were starting.
I'll try to be quick, but I'm going to say things that's going to shock a lot of the Christians listening and a lot of others, too. And but here, basically, the quote was from Deuteronomy 7:6-12. Know therefore that only the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and steadfast love to those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations and requite to their faith those who hate him by destroying them, never slow to reject those, requiting them instantly. So that makes it real clear. The covenant was conditional. He said he'd keep his covenant as long as they obeyed the instructions and rules and the laws which he believes in. And for 2,000 years, all Christians in the world believed that the Jews rejected Jesus Christ, rejected God, and that that caused them not to be in the covenant. Now, what does the New Testament say about this? What do the Gospels say about it? It's really, really clear. Let me give an example. He says, this means it's the children of the flesh who are the children of God. In other words, those who believe in Christianity, who believe in Christ. But the children of the promise, not the children of the flesh, but the promise, children of the promise are welcomed as descendants. As it even says in Hosea, those who are not my people, I will call my people. And in the very place it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called the sons of the living God. That's obviously the Jews and the Gentiles, the European people. And there it goes. And here's another one. If anybody, that any preacher says this, go look this up. This is from Hebrews 8:6 and 9 and 10. And this is a discussion. This is the right out of the word of Christ, okay? Listen to this. For finding fault with them, he says, behold, the day is come, and I'll make a new covenant, right? And he says, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. And he's talking to the Jews. He says, therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation producing the fruits of it. And it goes on to say, and when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. And of course he did. And one more quote. It illustrates the point. These are things they don't want you to talk about or know about, unfortunately, because Christian Zionism is like saying Christian Satanism, really. He says, quote, this is from John 1:47. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, but you are the father of the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not, well, you are a Samaritan and have a devil. And then it goes, we can do more. And finally, this is the one from, and this is a very powerful quote. This is from 1 Thessalonians. For you suffered like things of your own countrymen, as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and opposed all men. But God's wrath has come upon them at last. So these are right out of the New Testament, and it says very clearly. And in fact, there's a very good quote by St. Paul who quotes about, and this is amazing, when Saul turned Paul, And he says, but I'd be accursed because of my race, because his race as a group has been going against Jesus Christ. He said, but the truth is that, as it says in the old prophecies, those who were my people are not now my people, and the people who were not my people would become my people. And he goes on to say that it's the Gentiles, Christians, it's the European peoples who are the true sons of the living God because they believe in Jesus Christ.
You're on fire, Dr. Duke. And before I go back to Jacob, I'm going to just kind of paraphrase a few myself. If you go to the third chapter of Galatians, I know it's in the third chapter of Galatians. St. Paul is speaking to the Galatians, and he says something like this. If you are baptized in Jesus Christ, then there is no Greek, there is no Jew. There's no male, no female, no freedman, no bondman. There is only one in Jesus Christ. In the very last verse of the Galatians 3, that chapter says, and if you be baptized in Jesus Christ, the same is a son of Abraham and heir of the promise. And what he's talking about, just like Dr. Duke's been getting to, Abraham was not picked out because he was Abraham. God did not pick him out because he was something special. Abraham was blessed because he did one thing. He had faith and he obeyed God. So the blessing in the New Testament that Dr. Duke is talking about, it's a spiritual kinship. It's not a blood.
Absolutely.
If you go ahead, Dr. Duke. And you know what? Jacob, Tyler knows more about that than I do.
Well, let me
Jacob, with that right there, come back.
People need to hear.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Duke. I'm going to turn it over to Jacob when you get
Israel
through.
Shahak, I dedicated my book, Jewish Supremacism. Again, we didn't get to talk about my books, but My Awakening is the one that's in the most languages. It's been read by millions, hundreds of millions of people, actually, all over the world. And you can listen to it free, and you can buy it. It's got 1,000 footnotes. It'll be a college education on all these issues. And you can also read, you know, my book, Jewish Supremacism. And Jewish Supremacism is actually dedicated to Israel Shahak, who is a Jewish professor in Israel. And he felt his duty to expose this attitude of the Jewish religion and Jewish people toward Christianity. And this is what he said. And he quotes right out of the Jewish sources. Judaism is imbued with a great, deep hatred toward Christianity combined with ignorance about it. The attitude was clearly aggravated by the Christian persecutions of Jews, but it's largely independent of them. In fact, it dates from the time when Christianity was still weak and persecuted, not least by Jews. And it was shared by Jews who had never been persecuted by Christians or even helped by them. According to the Talmud, Jesus was executed by a proper rabbinical court for idolatry, inciting other Jews to idolatry and contempt for rabbinical authority, as all classical Jewish sources which mention his execution are quite happy to take responsibility for it. In the Talmudic account of the Romans, the Romans aren't even mentioned. The very name Jesus was for Jews a symbol of all that's abominable. And by the way, the Talmud also says that Jewish magicians have actually conjured up the body of Jesus Christ, and they're boiling him in human excrement for all of eternity. They're actually torturing Jesus Christ, according to their Bible, for all of eternity. And I will give you another good quote, too, from Shahak, and this is right out of the Jewish Encyclopedia that he quotes it from. Jewish children are actually taught passages as that which commands every Jew, whenever passing near a cemetery, to utter blessings if it's Jewish, but to curse the mothers of the dead if it was non-Jewish. It became customary to spit usually 3 times upon seeing a church or a crucifix. And I want to give you one last quote I'm going to give you tonight, but this does it all. This is from Israel Shahak in his book, The Jewish Religion, famous book, which has a foreword by the famous writer Gore Vidal. Okay? And here's the quote, and he quotes this right out of the Jewish Encyclopedia. This is from the Jewish Encyclopedia, by the way, the Talmudic Encyclopedia of the Jewish Encyclopedia. If a Jew has sexual intercourse with a Gentile woman, whether she's a child of 3 or an adult, whether married or unmarried, and even if she is a minor aged only 9 years and 1 day, because he had willful coitus with her, she must be killed. You know, they're saying if a Jew has intercourse with a Gentile little girl, she must be killed. And it goes on to say she must be killed, as is the case with a beast, because through her a Jew got in trouble. Now, when you read this, you can't believe it. You just are taken aback. How could anything be so evil? But that's a direct quote from the Talmudic Encyclopedia, which you can find for yourself. Search it out. And when you find that quote, if that doesn't make you start to understand, how could any religion say that if a person of their religion or their race goes and rapes a little girl or any minor, right, that they must be killed. The girl you raped must be killed because, as the case with the beast, because the girl, through the girl, a Jew got in trouble. This is the element of this incredible racism we have all around us and this hatred for Christianity that is never talked about in our society today. You can't talk about it. And that's why they're shutting down everybody, because people are learning the truth.
You know, that's what Dr. Duke is saying is totally correct. You know, just about every Jewish temple in the United States has a copy of this Babylonian Talmud. And that's where it came from. It came from the Talmud came from the old kingdom nation of well, I'll be doggone. Here we go with another commercial, folks. So we got to go right back to a commercial. We will come right back and take up where we started.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters. At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no money.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, people, we're coming right back from that quick break. And around here, we feel like we make our own luck. But anyway, and we, but I guess you could say we were very fortunate tonight to have the dynamite guest we've had tonight. We got Dr. David Duke right now. He's really hitting on all cylinders. He's nailing those Bible scriptures. And if you don't believe me, do this radical thing. Go and pick up your Bible and go and read it and try to prove he's a liar. You can't do it. Go to the internet. Go and search all these things that he's been telling you. They're 100% true. You know, we had a listener just text me in and says that, you know, modern Judaism is a Babylonian, it's a satanic Babylonian cult. And that's exactly what it was. Like Dr. Duke was saying, the old Talmud came out of the Babylon. I was trying to say that before we went to the break. And Babylon was one of the most evil, most perverted kingdoms in the history of the world. That's where this came from. And they also used this book that I'm sure Dr. Duke's more familiar with than I am. It's called the Kabbalah, which is a big time. It's really in the thing right now for these Hollywood stars, these Gentile stars that like to be in the in crowd. I think they put this little red string around their wrist to show that they were, getting in the Kabbalah. But the people in Hollywood, the people that are Gentiles in Hollywood, they know that they don't toe the mark and walk the line with these Jews. They're not going to get anywhere. But, you know, Dr. Duck, I'm going to say something to you. I think one of the Bibles that get people in trouble is this Scofield Bible. I had a Sunday school teacher of mine before I had to leave the Baptist church. He talked about his old Scofield Bible. I told him, well, you know, your old Scofield Bible is only about 100 years old. It's people that talk and preach out of the supposed to be a Scofield King James Bible. But they talk about, when they talk to you about their Bible, they talk about Scofield's notes more so than they do the Bible. And Scofield brought this Jewish dispensationalism in that came around a little over 100 years ago. You know, the Jews are special. Like John Hagee says, if you're a Jew, you don't need Jesus Christ. You're going to get there on your own. And, you know, one thing, Dr. Duke, that really, really muddied my creek, so to speak, is when I found out that George Soros was in the Southern Baptist Convention. He was in there good buddies with Russell Moore, who was one of the vice presidents in the ethics committee, ethics commission, whatever it is, in the Southern Baptist Church. And as Dr. Duke can tell you, George Soros is an atheist Jew. And I know, and here he, what in the world is an atheist Jew doing in bed with a Southern Baptist minister,
And then here's the Southern Baptist expelling our friend and a great, good Christian, wonderful man, and a wonderful patriot, James Edwards. You know,
amen, amen.
James Edwards, but they wrapped their arms around George Soros, who's a leftist communist Jew who's helping to destroy Christianity all over the world.
You said a mouthful, and that's absolutely happened.
Yep,
James is a great friend of mine. I've been knowing him for a long time. And that absolutely happened. He really torn up about that.
Bible. I've been studying this for a lot of years. You know, the Scofield Bible is not a good Bible. I mean, it's obviously something it's mistranslated. It's got all kinds of notes that are not true and not good. But you know what? This Christian Zionism did not come about by the Scofield Bible. That's been around, like you say, a long time, around 100 years. Most Christians weren't using the Scofield Bible. It was used by some, but what happened was that the Jewish extremists, the Jewish antichrist, anti-Christians, what they did is they took over the media and they brainwashed our people. And they also took over Christian publishing. The biggest ownership of the Christian bookstores, they are Jews. And they also, when you had Christian evangelism, which really started with the cables, the Jews owned the cable stations. So the only Christian preachers that could get on these cable news and cable TV, which was the real source of this evangelical rise, were those that towed the line and told people that, well, the Jews were the chosen of God. So that's why this happened. And that's exactly why it happened, because they control the media. And all these Christian ministers and all the Christian patriots, they all watch television. And television is just an abomination today. It's disgusting. It promotes drugs for our kids. It promotes every sort of pornographic issue. It promotes everything that alcohol abuse, which kills thousands of kids every year, by the way. It promotes everything that's evil. And even the conservatives, the reason why, you know, I heard your recordings of President Trump, and what he said was true. They will come after anybody they hate. That's why Trump is going through what he's going to go through now. I don't agree with everything Trump does, like about Israel and so forth, but the reason they hate him is because the Jewish agenda is to destroy the white race, to destroy Western Christian civilization, and they're doing it. They're ethnically cleansed us. They are the major organizations promoting immigration, promoting open borders, promoting the caravan, promoting all this destruction of Europe. They're the main organizations that are doing that, and that's proven. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is a perfect example, which is they brag about being the most powerful force in Congress. They also control the media, which 95% is against Trump, and they are against Trump primarily because they stand on immigration and trade and all the issues of the middle-class white people in this country. So you have to understand, and if you look at the attacks on Trump and the fake news media talks about, New York Times is run by eight Jews, only Jews. Eight Jews have the voting stock that controls the New York Times. It's called the Class B stockholders. You look at CNN. The eight CNN talks about CNN. CNN's run by Mr. Zucker. He talks about NBC. That's run by Noam Oppenheim, and that's run by Andrew Lack and others, Roberts, who's actually a change of a name. He's actually full Jew. He runs the NBC network. And then you look at ABC. ABC is run by Iger, who took over Walt Disney. That's why Walt Disney now even has pornographic films. Walt Disney would turn over in his grave. And then you look at CBS, and that's Richard Moonves, who is a great nephew of Ben Gurion, the founder of Israel. So these are the things that Hannity and the rest of them will talk about. The Washington Post, the guy that's the chief editor, is Mr. Martin Baron, whose mother and father immigrated for Israel. They've immigrated to their colonist state of America, because right now it's the tail wagging the dog, folks. This is the reality. This is the reality. If we don't face up to, we'll never free our people. We'll never save America. We'll never save the West unless we begin to stand up against this tribe, this anti-white tribe that is endeavoring to ethnically cleanse us, outnumber us, outvote us, and destroy our people. That's the final ball. Anyway, folks, just you can contact me, davidduke.com. I know you'd love my books. Please order some and make some Christmas presents of truth to those you love, your wife, your husband, your mother, father, your kids, your parents, whatever, and your friends. Give them a truth. So makes Christmas so easy. Give them these books. They'll love it. And these books will be autographed by me that you order through my website.
You know, Dr. Duke, that last bit that you were on, talking about, if we don't get control of these Jews, if they're, you know, if we don't take Hollywood away from them, if we don't take the press away from them, they're going to ruin us. You know, the one and only Billy Graham said that too. And I know I'm preaching to the preacher here, but Billy Graham was in the office of President Nixon, and the conversation was recorded. And, you know, President Nixon was talking about the Jews. He said that they had been fighting him, if he could, try to hamstring him, that they had the news media against him, like you mentioned, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, they own it all. And he said something about, and I'm paraphrasing, he said something about the Billy Graham, if he believed that. And he said, yeah, I sure do. I believe that. I might have it reversed, but the gist is true. Billy Graham says, I absolutely believe it. He said, we've got to get the truth out there somewhere. And Nixon said, yes, I believe it. I didn't know you did. But, you know, we've got to get it out, the truth. We've got to do something about this chokehold they have us. Those are dragging our nation down. And when I lost all respect.
Let me give you Graham's quote so they hear his actual quote. It's word for word.
We're getting real close to running out of time, Dr. Duke, so go ahead.
This Jewish chokehold in the media has got to be broken or the country's going down the drain. Graham said, agreeing with Nixon's comments. Nixon asked, do you believe that? Nixon said in response, yes, sir, says Graham. Says Graham, oh boy, so do I, Nixon agrees. Then he says, I can't ever say it, but I agree with it. Folks, we've got to stand up, and if we don't stand up against the true force that's destroying this country, there's no future for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Duke, you've been laying on the line, and, you know, and I'd like to point out again that Dr. Duke dedicated his book, I believe, was it My Awakening, to this Israel Shahak?
No, not My Awakening. I dedicated My Awakening to Dr. William Shockley and others. But no, it was my book, Jewish Supremacism, I dedicated to
Israel. I'm sorry.
A Jewish guy, but a Jewish guy that really stood up justly, even though he's Jewish, he stood up justly against the incredible evil that's being done by the controlled and the elite Jews of the world.
And, you know, Dr. Duke is playing on the line. And Dr. Duke and myself, we, you know what? We subscribe to what the Bible says. Anybody that wants to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and try to obey God, obey Jesus Christ, you can be saved. It doesn't matter who you are. A Jew, a straight-up Orthodox Jew can, if he wants to come to Jesus Christ and get saved. He's not, you know, you can become a Christian and you can get into heaven. Dr. Duke, Eddie Miller, Sam, we're not condemning every Jew to hell. No, we're not hating them. We're just saying the synagogue of Satan that we've been talking about tonight, that Jesus Christ of all people talked about, they were the ones that are attacking us. Well, any people, I hear the music. I would like to thank all of our guests tonight for coming on, especially Dr. David Duke, Dr. Paul Fromm. Thank my two co-hosts. Thank Sam. God bless y'all. Please pray for Blood River Radio. Thank you a lot, Dr. Duke. We'll see you later. Good night, folks.